Romans 7 verse 19, "For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." A spiritual leader drove the same road for the past 10 years, coming from church with his family every Sunday. He drove past the same trees, a different traffic officer on the same spot, and the same buildings. One Sunday, coming from church, the spiritual leader and his family drove the same road once again. Suddenly, the spiritual leader make a left turn with great concern of his family. His wife asked him, "Daddy, this is not the way home, but the detour." And the spiritual leader answer, "I know, my wife. The devil is going that way, setting a trap for us, knowing that we have fallen into a habit." Late Sunday afternoon, they received the news that a truck with a heavy cargo has fallen on top of a car, wiping out the whole family. Bad habits are easy to develop and often hard to deal with and remove. We often think of falling into a bad habit as a massive intentional jump off a cliff. But habits rarely work that way. Usually, it's a slide. It starts with one small, comfortable decision, a path of least resistance. It's the first time you skip your morning prayer because you are too tired. It's the first time you indulge in gossip because you want to fit in. It's the first time you glance at something online you shouldn't, thinking, just this once. That "just this once" is a dangerous phrase. The first time is a temptation. The second time is a choice. The third time is a habit. As the old saying goes, first you make your habits, and then your habits make you. We think we are managing our habits, but before long, those habits are managing us, dictating our joy, wasting our time, and dulling our spiritual senses. But there is good news. Just as a small habit can separate us from God, a small intentional habit can bring us back. We are not designed to be slaves to our routines. Here is a few guidelines on how you can get rid of bad habits. Stop pretending. Admit the habit is a problem. Repent. Turn away from the behavior, not just the guilt. Replace bad habits with good ones. Habits are formed by repetitive small decisions. Paul writes in Romans 12 verse 2, "Do not be conformed to the patterns," or in other words, the habits of this world, "but be transformed." How? By the renewing of your mind. You break a habit by the renewing of your mind or changing that unconscious pattern. How do we get to the point where we do what we know we should not do? What these problems have in common is that they are all caused by one thing: poor choices. Poor choices, when made often enough, become bad habits. A habit is something that you do repeatedly, which means that you will do the same mistake over and over again. It's interesting to see how we continue with a bad habit despite the fact that we know it will influence our lives in a negative way. Stephen Covey wrote a book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He made the case that once you adopt good habits, it will influence your life in a healthy, positive way. Place your life under the microscope and ask yourself what is good and what is bad, and rid yourself of those bad habits. May God help you, and may God bless you. Amen.